and it's a beautiful Tuesday in the Nature Isle. You're listening to Q95 FM, and from 12:30 to 1:30, it's the Ladies' View, your view on Q. I'm Giselle Francis, and I have the energetic, opinionated, and beautiful JL. Good morning, JL.
Good afternoon.
Oh, I always say that.
Yeah, good morning.
Is that going to be still morning?
Yes.
But yes, it is afternoon.
Because you eat your breakfast too late, that's why.
I haven't eaten breakfast yet.
You see, there you go. There you go.
But it's a nice day. I didn't notice until a while ago that there was a cruise ship in port. I was wondering why they blocked the streets.
Because now my mornings are feel even longer because it takes a little bit longer to get into town. So I notice every morning from the time there's a cruise ship and coming from where I live, you can actually
you can see a
really good view of the ocean. Mm-hmm. So I see when there's a cruise ship in port.
Well, I was on a tinted bus this morning, so the only thing I could see was inside of the bus.
Really?
Yeah,
that's not very nice.
I don't like it when the buses are like that. It's tinted and it's like you just have like tunnel vision in the bus. I mean, you can watch outside, you'll see stuff, but just psychologically.
A public bus should not have so much tint though.
I don't know what the rules are. I don't know. I don't own a bus.
You don't know what the rules
are? I don't know what
the rules are. Well, I don't think they should, because I mean, if you are passengers, how am I going to know where I'm stopping if I can't
see
where I'm going?
Some persons would argue that the tint actually minimizes the heat for the passengers inside.
Good argument. Good argument. Because you know I don't like heat, right? So I'd be more willing to miss my stop than to feel hot.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But that's a good argument.
But that's a good idea, exactly. So there's a cruise ship in port. And I remember the reason why I mention it mainly is I remember a couple of weeks ago we wanted to talk about, I guess I would use the word vagrants, who are in and around the city. And I think before the festival season last week before, I'm not sure where I read it or somebody said something to the effect that whether it was the city council or the local police or whichever organization was or were considering rounding up, quote unquote, rounding up the vagrants and putting them away or you know, moving them away from the city of Roseau so the visitors would not have that, you know, unpleasant experience.
Well, you know what, Giselle, I'm glad that you brought it up.
And I saw a lot of vagrants, quote unquote vagrants, out a while ago when I rushed across to Jolly's to come back.
I didn't see any over last week. I seriously probably saw one or two over the last week.
I saw a lot of the people who I normally see on the streets. I saw them last week, and it kept nagging at me. Like I thought they said that, you know, there was some sort of operation to, you know.
Just to get rid
to
of
to do a sweep, yes, to do a raid.
Them, put them somewhere.
Yes.
Put them in a nice hotel. You know?
Well, and that brings me to my next point. Like what do
what
you,
exactly you're planning
what do
on
you
doing?
Do in 3 or 4 days to put these people out of sight that cannot be done all the time?
Where do you put them?
Where do you put them? What is the humane way of doing this? What is the dignified way of housing, you know, persons who are unfortunate who are on the streets who have mental issues? Who are beggars? How do you go about doing this?
Giselle, I think you need to get an expert who has knowledge in that field to speak about that, because I really wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't really know where would they put them if they. I know there are a few other islands who've actually done that get rid of the homeless people off the street, especially during
the cruise season, the tourist season.
Okay, yes, you do it for cruise, you do it for cruise ships, you do it for tourists. What about us that have to see them every day? Like,
but I think one of the reasons why I would say, you know, these individuals are on the streets probably because there is not a place that can take care of them and feed them.
So,
and well, I know the grotto is available, but I know the grotto also have a lot of challenges, many challenges. For example, some of them do not want to stay there. You would feed and clothe and try to provide the services that you think is lacking. That's why, you know, they're out on the streets. But then, you're right, an expert. It probably goes far beyond that.
Giselle, I think,
and you tell somebody, stay there, I'll give you food, I'll give you clothes, and then they'll walk back off into the streets.
I would.
And then come back and eat lunch and then go back.
I'm putting myself in there. If I was a vagrant, I would not want to go to any home where they just give me food and clothes. I would want to come outside and beg. I was a vagrant, right? I mean, why not beg and make more money than to stay and get food and clothes when I can get people to give me food, I can probably get people to give me clothes, and I can get money by begging?
Well, I don't have an issue if someone is without and they're at their last end and you have to ask someone, whether publicly or privately. I really don't have an issue with that. I give to a lot of different persons that I know.
People. I do too.
Archie, the musician. I know Archie from a long time. I will stop and have a 5, a 10, a half an hour conversation with Archie. And every time I pass, he says, "Miss Giselle Francis, yes, how are you?" He knows me. Yeah. And I'll give him money all the time, you know.
I don't give money. Eh?
I don't really have an issue with that.
I'll give food. So I'll give you food. I remember I was coming out of Save a Lot. And a guy said to me, Jell, I'm hungry. And so I went back inside. I bought him a box of juice. When I came back, he said, "Me, you want biscuit? I smudge it right."
You're wrong. You should have asked what he wanted to eat.
Ask him what he tried. But needless to say, I don't give money because I don't want anybody taking my hard-earned la hashish and go and buy drugs or anything else.
But it's a matter of trust. So you give someone.
Trust?
And
seriously,
they can do what
dude?
They want with it.
Trust? I don't know you. How am I supposed to trust you?
But I can use my money to buy alcohol.
But if I
give it to you, you can buy alcohol.
I'm giving nobody
but
no money to buy
it. It has
alcohol.
Left me. It is no longer mine. I have given it away.
No. I will give. If you're hungry, I will give you food. If you need clothes, I will help you with clothes.
You're a good disciple.
But my heart and not gonna go buy no kind of drugs. It's okay.
But for that, I don't mind. As you say, you know, helping out someone, whatever the situation is, I don't mind. And I have intervened on a number of situations when I see certain vagrants who are just tirelessly harassing and threatening, not just harassing, to the point where you see somebody thinks that they're going to die, threatening visitors. I mean, I have intervened on a number of occasions on the bayfront, in and around the market area, basically go up to them and said, "Leave the man alone," and speak to the tourist or speak to the visitor and basically say, "Do not respond, walk away. If you have an issue, ask a citizen to call the police, ask a citizen to intervene." Because you're in a foreign country, you don't know what the rules are. You see other people walk up and down and don't pay their mind. You're not sure how to approach the situation. Is this a mentally ill person? Are they going to attack me if I say no? You don't know as a foreigner, as a visitor. And so you can see the people walking and they're clutching each other's hand and trying to walk away and they're scared. And you have somebody, he's like, "Give me a dollar, give me a dollar, I'll take you back." I heard a reverend say to a man, "That's your wife, that's your wife, I'll lash her, give me a dollar, I'll lash her if you don't give me a dollar, I'll lash her if you don't give me a dollar." And I had to interview and I said, "Who are you?" I tell him, "Turn around." I said, no, turn around, go. I said, "Go, leave the people alone."
Give me staff to lash you, Giselle.
Well, I know taekwondo, karate, what's it, jiu-jitsu, and a few other Chinese words.
You give them a hitcher.
I will give them some Chinese words. That'll scare them. I'll say, "I know karate."
No, you're scared. I know. Giselle, uni bush.
But you know what I mean?
I understand what you mean.
It's bad.
A lot of times I've seen, like, even like just outside of Wood Church, I know the staff of Wood Church, and they've actually intervened and gotten some of them out
from in front of their business
area. But they'll be outside and they'll say, "Let me help you with your bag." And if you don't, if you say no, "If I don't need your help, I don't need your help," they're ready to jump on you and fly on you and eat you raw. Because you refuse their help, and then after they probably would want a dollar or something. I mean, if I want your help, I'll ask for your help. But I really think that something needs to be done about them, or done to them, or done with them, or for them, or something. Because it's a problem for our tourists and
It's a problem for me as well, for local people as well. It's also a problem.
Of course it is. But we live with it every day, right? Yeah. You didn't bring it back up until the cruise ship.
Because I saw something in front of Jolly's and I was very upset.
Exactly. So we deal with it, we learn to live with it and move on. However, these persons are coming in and hopefully wanting to spend some money here in the Nature Isle and hoping to see something that looks like the Nature Isle and not these half-naked people walking up and down, persons walking up and down, you know, with their boom boom outside, and that's exactly what you see when you come down. So it's unfortunate, but hopefully something can be done.
Yeah, so that's one thing I wanted to bring up today. I read something online. We'll take a short break and we'll come back. We have to do something here.
Nick.
Hey, so I'm just wondering, are we still on for 9?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll pick you up in a bit. I wonder, won't you mind, boy?
I hope he's healthy.
Well, only one way to find out.
Half hour later.
Okay, we're here.
Hello, and welcome to the Check Yourself Clinic. How can we help you? Family planning, counseling, sexually transmitted infections, and your general health. Get checked out today.
For more information, call the DPPA at 448-4043.
Having insect trouble? Pesky mosquitoes bugging you? Well, Esarch Wood Unlimited has the answer. Knockout insecticide devastates insects. And at an affordable price too, only $8.95. A single spray sends bugs flying for cover with the power of a heavyweight boxer. Unlike many other bug sprays, Knockout does not leave any disgusting odors. Only a trail of knocked out bugs. So hurry today to Esarch Wood Unlimited and stop your bug problem now.
Lime, your biggest and best Caribbean telecom network. Proud headline sponsor for Q95's popular Q Talent Search competition. Come on over to Lime. More talk, more text, faster and more efficient internet. Come on over to Lime. Reliable, committed to community development and support. Lime, proud to promote the culture and natural potentials of the people of the Caribbean. Lime, for reliable service. Lime, Lime, Lime.
Shine Union,
it's time to give back to the people. Yes, Dominica, we celebrating independence with Shine Union. Independence sale from Wednesday, the 23rd of October to Saturday, the 2nd of November. It's a store-wide sale on everything from clothes to household items, shoes to toys, of course, for the children, mama, papa, and even stuff for granny. It's Shine Union big independence sale from Wednesday, October 23rd to Saturday, the 2nd of November. Only at Shine Union. Where do people shop? Happy Independence, Dominica. From Shine Union.
Christmas is for loving, giving, and sharing. Be a patriotic sponsor. Give a little Christmas cheer to less privileged youth in Dominica. Let's give them a memorable Christmas. Food, beverages, Christmas presents, fun and games, entertainment by QTS singers, performances by the youth themselves, ice cream, popcorn, delicacies and treats, gift prizes, awards and fun things. Sunday, 15th December, 2013. Listen to Q95 every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. and on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. for more information. Open your hearts to our very precious boys and girls from 8 to 12 years of age. Give some loving, caring Christmas presents to Dominica's less privileged. Let's send 400 elementary school students home on Sunday, 15th December with some Christmas presents with the kind compliments of Q95's generous, caring, patriotic sponsors residing worldwide. Kids on Q, Q95's team of bright kids, first annual Kiddies Q Christmas, Sunday, 15th December, 2013, from 9:30 a.m. Make your contributions today. Call Q95 at 767-448-5822 or at 347-430-4221 or email us at kidsonq@q95fmradio.com. Call now. Help Dominica's less privileged children have a memorable Christmas.
The views expressed in this radio program are not necessarily those of Q95 FM Radio. Q95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made in the course of this program.
And we're back here. It's your view, the ladies' view on Q. As usual, coming up, we have our menu for the day in a bit. Then we have our news update at 1. And then we have hot topics until 1:30. JL, before we broke there for the ads and our disclaimer, I read an article online, and I actually saw it on Facebook, and it popped out at me, so I went ahead and explored more on the link. And basically, the headline was, 4 correctional officers in the city of Baltimore were impregnated by the same inmate. What do you think?
He must have been a sexy inmate. That's all I have to
say. That's what bothers you.
He must have been a fine inmate.
That happened sometime in April, apparently. It it struck me because I'm saying these are female correction officers who are there to control and to set the law down as far as the prisoners are concerned. And four of them, the story goes that four of them, among others, were busted in a smuggling ring within the prison. So basically what happened is the prison officers, both male and female, when they enter through security check, everything else is checked other than their shoes. They do not check the officers' shoes. Visitors and everyone, you know, they do a thorough check, scan everything, pulse search, whatever, cavity search, if they feel they need to. But persons working at the prison, the officers, they don't ask them to check their shoes. So apparently, they were recruited by this one inmate who is a notorious thug to smuggle everything from cigarettes to drugs to cell phones, so all kinds of stuff in and stuff out for him. And apparently, all four of them breached, you know, their work ethic, and apparently got pregnant for him.
Well, I know in Dominica, I don't know how about other islands, but I know in other countries, but in Dominica, it's a practice where the prison guards are of the same sex as the actual inmates.
That's a very good point.
So it could be kind of weird, I mean, to have a female, a notorious thug, quote unquote, being guarded by a female prison. I don't care how big you are and how masculine you look in terms, I just think it would be a little, it could be a little challenging to have somebody of the opposite sex, actually. Probably somebody else can provide some more insight on that, but I know in Dominica, because I've been to the prison, and I know in the female prison they have female guards, right? In the male they have, I've never been inside of the male section, but I did visit the female section one time. I want to say good afternoon to the female prisoners and prison guards, because they listen to Q, believe it or not. And I know they have female guards there, so I don't know how that happened and who allowed it to happen. And
well, for me, it's not even allowing it to happen, because these are grown persons who are entrusted with not just a job, this is a duty. I mean, we know how, whether it is minimum or high security
Giselle,
prisons
as I said,
can
you
run.
Must have been fine.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But you heard that they tattooed his name.
They tattooed his, two of them tattooed, tattooed one his tattooed his name to her neck. It's like they were in a competition, and the other one tattooed his name to her wrist. So when I wave my hand, you will see, I think his name was Travon or Tavon, and the other one, it's always on her neck. So, we have a caller. Let me see. Okay, I think I picked it up too late there. But you know, I find it gross. I mean, for me, it is completely unacceptable.
You know what?
It is gross.
It's not a matter of
it is gross.
Unacceptable.
Where do you do that in the first place? Hold on. Good day, you're on, your view on Q.
Hey, ladies, blessings to you all.
Good day, blessings.
All right, JL, maybe he's not thinking outside of the box. What if the man knows some magic?
Some magic.
What if the man is a con man, very slick talker, and, you know, he may not be all that, but maybe there is something else.
That's a good
know.
Point. To bamboozle four women.
Fine.
No, but four women.
I generalize
officers,
it.
Four, exactly, correctional officers.
I mean, I cleaned my ear a little to see if I was here in correctional or inmate.
Correctional officers for the women who were charged in administering punishment.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yes.
But something else I just called to say. The first impression is a lasting one. And having to do with the first topic you all were dealing with. You know, the naked people, you know, the partially dressed people. You know, I mean, come on. The stench and harassment by those same people of the Tories. The other day, walking around by Papi Baptist area jail, when I step on a slab, the slab went down with me, and as soon as I ease up, I jump up, the slab came right back up. I could not believe that. I said, when I watched the slab, I said, but look how it looks so solid, and as I step on it, it went down with me, almost trapped my leg in between the sides and the slab.
Uh-huh.
And even by that same day, I saw you with one skirt, Giselle.
Me?
Yes, Giselle by
it's
by,
not Giselle.
It was orange?
A nice big quail cloth.
It was quail day. The colorful one, eh?
I think it was on Friday.
Yes, my nice skirt, yes.
And a lady, soon after she passed, was going down to the West Coast there. an uneven piece of concrete, a senior lady, and she hit her both knees on the ground, on the concrete pavement, because she knocked her foot. When those people come and they're observing everything, they're reporting everything, mm-hmm. and many other things. Vehicles park on the both sides of the road. The sidewalks are bad, and the congestion and everything. Is that attracting visitors to return to Dominica? All the harassment, the stench, the naked, the partially dressed or clothed people, and all of that. What are we doing? Are we playing games, and are we not traveling and see other countries how they're doing it and take a cue of that, rather than just taking the side where you're going to restrain and restrict and limit people? I'm just showing all that in. Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you. Blessings. Yeah, well, he has a point there. He makes a very valid point. But you know what? They've been around for a long time. They were not around yesterday or the day before. Or they've been there for years. I mean, the amount of them have definitely increased over the last few years. But they've been there for a while. What are we going to do about it? Probably need to get an expert to expound on that a little bit and let us know what are they planning on doing about it, because the tourism season is open again, and we expect to get a lot more of these visitors coming into Dominica. And as he said, they go back and they report. And she said, I worked on a cruise ship, and I've heard the kinds of things persons say about
it. I can well imagine.
Not necessarily Dominica, but islands that were visited, and we don't want that negative feedback going back.
All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have our menu today, compliments Coalport Restaurant, so stay tuned.
Yo, this is Cohen Dubois.
Guinness.
Made up more. Step on goal, take control, show the world your Guinness. A smiling face, you can replace twice it tastes in Guinness. Made up more. I felt in a way with a Guinness. What's that in me hand is a Guinness. Made up more.
Guinness Stout, made of more. 18 and over to drink. Enjoy Guinness responsibly.
I need a fast cash to get me started, because I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, because I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem.
Shine Union.
And let's say good morning to Gail from Coalport Cafe. Good morning, Gail.
It's actually afternoon. Good afternoon.
I keep saying good morning.
I know. You're still in the morning.
She hasn't eaten breakfast yet, that's why.
Cafe to wake you up.
I know.
Yeah, so how was
it? So how was your independence, first of all?
The independence was very good. I give everybody a good thanks for coming out and seeing the Yaba pot bubbling. Everybody was fascinated by that. It was really good for the Creole Day. And before I get into my menu for today, I would like to welcome everybody who is here for the independence and wish everybody a very, very good independence season. Enjoy your time in Dominica and stop into the Coalport Cafe. Have a local meal, have a local juice, have a local ice pop. We're actually featuring ice pops made with all our local produce. We have sorrel ice pop, soursop, coconut, you know, peanut, something nice. It's hot. You're out in the sun, something to suck on to keep you cool. Yeah, stop into the Coalport Cafe. I'm going to go into our menu for today. Today we have grilled fish or soya, because you know we always offer that for vegetarians. We also have, with the grilled fish, our coconut pink beans and rice. And we also have some steamed callaloo and okra and carrots together. And our provisions and our salad. You know the provision, our nice blue dashing and our sweet potato and everything. So you're here, eat of everything local. And also, we always give a little health tip. So our little health tip for today is try and cook with olive oil instead of, you know, the other oils. It's a little bit healthier, especially in your vegetables and salads. So stop into Cold Pot Cafe, have a fresh juice, have an unsweetened juice, have a local ice pop, and have your lunch or your whole wheat bakes in the morning time. All right, wishing everybody a very, very happy Independence, and enjoy the rest of the season.
Gail, we heard you dropped off some ice pops for us.
Yes, yes, I dropped off some ice pops.
Thank you.
One of your workers left here sucking on her sour soap.
Oh, my God, I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, so I sent some over to you guys.
I absolutely, and they're not like the old school ice pops in the bags. They're long.
No, we actually have a sealer, so they're like the regular ice pops that you know you buy in the store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they fancy,
so yeah? Exactly. Mm. So they're easy to eat. Just walk with one. We'll give you a napkin so you don't get dirty, and just walk down the road and enjoy your local ice pop.
When you said suck on ice pop, Giselle burst out into
correction.
A green.
JLD.
I just meant enjoy all the local ice pops. All right?
Giselle burst out into one big green on that. Enjoy a local ice pop.
All right.
From the co-pot.
Yeah, not only for the adults, but also the children. Everybody enjoys the ice pops, okay?
Yes, and it's healthier, it's local.
Exactly. All our local fruits. Peanuts,
yes.
Coconuts, soursop, everything nice.
Thanks for the tip again on the olive
problem,
oil.
Everybody. Have a great week and a very, very happy Independence.
Same to you,
Thank
Gail.
You, Gail.
See
okay.
you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
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 And that was Gail from the Cold Pot Cafe. Coming up right now is our 1 o'clock news update, so stay tuned for that. Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's lunchtime news update for today, Tuesday, October 29th. I am Arlene Gregoire with the Q95 news team. In local news, speaking at a press conference on Tuesday, United Workers Party leader Edison James says there is no consideration of re-engaging Taiwan in diplomatic relations with Dominica. Under the governance of the former United Workers Party, residents of Dominica enjoyed privileges through funding from Taiwan in a relation similar to camaraderie between Taiwan and mainland China. In news from the region, Cuban-born Gloria Estefan is the embodiment of show business success. She has sold 100 million records, bagged 7 Grammys, and has performed for 6 presidents. Together with Emilio, her husband of 35 years, she runs 2 hotels and 7 Cuban-themed restaurants in the United States. She recently fulfilled a long-held dream to perform at the Royal Albert Hall in London, yet despite her formidable list of achievements, Estefan says one dream still remains, the dream to sing in a free Cuba. She says she hopes to be young enough to do it. The Castros have lasted a long time. Despite being 87, Fidel Castro is still very much a figurehead there. The Cuban people will have had enough and they are getting braver. At present, any notion of performing in Cuba, where she is known as a terrorist and a paid-up member of the mafia, is no more than wishful thinking. And internationally, 2 Kenyan soldiers have been sacked and jailed for looting during last month's attack on the Westgate shopping center, the army chief said. Julius Karangi told reporters that a 3rd soldier was under investigation. However, he has denied that there has been any widespread looting and said there had been an attempt by the media to pin the soldiers as unprofessional. Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab says it was behind the attack, which killed 67 people over 4 days. CCTV footage leaked to social media seemed to show soldiers helping themselves to goods in a supermarket in Westgate during the siege. Several shop owners have said that their premises were looted during the siege. And this has been your lunchtime news update. I'm Arlene Gregoire. Join us again for details of these stories and more at 5:30 during our prime evening news package. Good afternoon. The new Q95.
opinion, il a tout moun ka shock.
It's time to give back to the people. Yes, Dominica, we celebrating independence with Shine Union. Independence sale from Wednesday the 23rd of October to Saturday the 2nd of November. It's a store-wide sale on everything from clothes to household items, shoes to toys, of course for the children, mama, papa, and even stuff for granny. It's Shine Union big independence sale from Wednesday, October 23rd to Saturday the 2nd of November. Only at Shine Union. Where the people shop? Happy Independence, Dominica, from Shine Union.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Yes, ladies. Finally, we have a one-stop shop for all our beauty and cosmetic needs. Introducing BeautyWise. BeautyWise, located on Hanover Street in Roseau, in the former Winfield's building. BeautyWise has everything you need to look absolutely stunning and beautiful. From a wide range of the best quality brands in weaves and wigs, hair products and accessories, top makeup brands, cosmetics, personal care and hygiene products, and a full line of ladies' underwear and lingerie, plus top quality professional spa and hairdressing products, from hair dryers, hair blowers, complete iron stove systems, and more. There's something for everyone at BeautyWise. Yes, even for the guys and the children too. Excellent quality, reputable brands, and affordable prices. Make the wiser choice and go to BeautyWise today.
What's cooler than traveling the world, seeing all its wonders? How about your own 21st century cooling technology that only EMS, your Lennox air condition dealer, can provide? With a Lennox home comfort system, you stay perfectly cool and save energy no matter how hot the weather gets. No more hot air from these standing or ceiling fans. Now is the time to visit EMS Auto Trade Grounds Canefield. Get hooked up with a Lennox air conditioned system built for efficiency and energy savings. Ensure your home is not only cool, but the air is cleaner and healthier. Call EMS 255-6813. Now breathe in, breathe out, breathe cool.
First Domestic is doing it again. Introducing Pay As You Go on all insurance policies. We understand these challenging financial times, so it's First Domestic to the rescue. Pay As You Go. If you don't have the full upfront sum of cash to pay your 12-month insurance coverage, just pay as you go. Comprehensive and full comprehensive pay as you go on 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. Or third party of 6 months or 12 months. Avoid the inconvenience of getting a ticket or having to have your vehicle towed away. Way. Pay as you go. Yes, and you even get the benefits of no excess on claims. It's insurance tailored with you or customers in mind. Expect more quality insurance coverage because at FDIC, our stability secures your future. Terms and conditions apply. Pay as you go. Only at First Domestic Insurance. Now keep going.
Quartz Technical Service offers the best in technical repairs. Fixing TVs, DVDs, major appliances, small domestic appliances, music systems, and so much more. We are pleased to extend our services even to persons who have made their purchases elsewhere. And if that's you, Paddy Popoblem, you are forgiven. See you in your problem technic and in many machines of Premier Department Technical at Dominique. And if it's beyond repair, we will offer you discount on a similar new item. Quartz Technical Service, offering you the best in technical repairs at the most competitive prices in Dominica. Quartz, bringing value home.
The views expressed in this radio program are not necessarily those of Q95 FM Radio. Q95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made in the course of this program.
And we're back here on Your View on Q, the ladies' view on Q. Joe, we have a hot topic today.
Well, you have a hot topic for today.
Yeah. Well, she's smiling. Big
you
smile.
Have a hot topic for today.
Before we give the hot topic, we encourage you to call in and participate. The numbers are 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097. If you have DG, you can call 616-4257. And if you're listening from overseas, welcome. You can call on 305-432-9622. 24.
Yesterday, Giselle, I ran into a few media persons and they say that this show keeps them very busy in the afternoon. They absolutely
correcting persons
enjoy
and people.
Persons, people, persons. Hashtag that.
You're bad, you know.
They definitely enjoy. So all of you persons out there who absolutely love the show, stay tuned in and make sure you call in and give us your feedback. Because we want the interaction. A lot of persons wait till the end of the show to call.
Or when they see, like I just had to stop when I was going to Jolly's there twice. To, you know, have person's feedback.
Hashtag
people, individuals, Dominicans and patriots feedback on the show and different aspects of QFM's programming. So, but while we're on, if you want to join into the conversation as per the topic or, you know, what we're discussing, we'd really love you to do that. So our topic for today is Gopwell. Now that is a very Creole word. You know what it means, Jaya? Somebody can call and try your definition at Gopwell.
Guo means
big.
Puel is hair.
Puel is so pubic hair, yes.
Puel is hair. Puel is not necessarily pubic hair.
Well, you
hair
can say, no, shive is on your head.
And your
puel is what
but
resides
on my hair there, on my, well, my hair on my hand too. Is puel.
It's puel, yeah.
Right?
So body hair, so other than the hair on your head, is
exactly,
puel.
It's puel.
Right.
And guo is big.
Big or large.
So big.
Big hair, big body hair.
Mm-hmm. But that's not really what it means in our own terms. We tend to really refer to it when talking about a broken heart, or
it means blue balls,
or that's not the solution.
That's the solution.
The solution definition is blue balls.
But a nice romantic way.
Yes, somebody broke your heart. Actually, Giselle, one of our listeners who remain nameless, who gave me a little juicy vibes on his Gopwell. He said when he was in university, he was in love with this girl, and you know, coming from Dominica, he was in university overseas, and he spent all this money, you know, in school. His family spent all this money in school, and this girl decided to break up with him right before his exams.
Oh my God!
So he had to say to her, he said to her, wait till after the exam. Because I really, you have so too much of a Gopwell.
So she's like, dude, this is not working out. I'm sorry. I think you're a really nice guy. And he's like, hold on, wait.
That's not what you're going to say.
I have literature exams. I have psychology. And I have trig 3 on Monday. Can we do this on Friday?
Do this after. So he said he had a really, 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 really big Gopwell when this girl broke up with him. He said he didn't eat for weeks after. He stayed in the library. He stayed in the library for a long time. Shout out to you, listener. You know who you are. Uh-huh. I don't want you to remain nameless, but it was funny. It was a very funny joke. But they were arguing with me and saying, "Jen, you never get a Gopwell." Jesus, have you ever gotten a Gopwell?
Bad, yes.
I told them no. I haven't gotten
really?
A Gopwell. No, I told them no, but I had to retract.
Bad, you know.
I had to
bad.
Retract. It wasn't a bad Gopwell. Well,
if
I think about it hard enough. I could have probably said it was a bad Gopwell.
Maybe because it was a long time ago and now you're checking your
It didn't matter. It didn't matter, you know. But at the time, you know, when you're dating somebody and they decide that is when they're calling it quit at whatever time, whatever specific time they choose to, and you feel like your heart, your chest tear apart, you know, you cannot eat. I think what I had was Gopwell a couple years ago when I had a really bad backache after a breakup.
A backache.
I had a really, really bad backache and I couldn't move, you know, after a breakup. I guess that would have probably been...
Psychologically, it will have a physical effect.
I didn't feel it in my chest, you know. I didn't feel the ripping of the chest and your heart sticking out.
But were you depressed? Did you not want to go out? Could friends not console you? Were you constantly thinking of that person?
I was just bedridden.
But that is what it is.
But I wasn't thinking of all that.
But your body is reacting to what's going on in your brain. You were like in a coma.
I guess
coma.
I did
you
get a really bad case
exactly.
of Gopwell.
You went in a coma where you couldn't even get the real Gopwell because you had Gopwell.
Let me tell you, I had to get my cousin's boyfriend to move me on the bed.
Well, you see.
Could not move.
The Americans would call it a serious depression.
He had to lift me up, you know, and I didn't think that was what it was, but I guess it is what it is. I didn't think it was a Gopwell. I just thought I had a really bad backache. At the time, I was in the process of moving stuff around. So I just
It could have been a combination.
I grouped it together. So it was a move up well, you know. But if you had an experience, Giselle, tell us about your...
Well, I had a bad go up well when I broke up with my first boyfriend. Well, probably vice versa. We broke up with each other. Hello, first boyfriend. I'll be writing a song or writing a book about you.
Calypso's coming out soon.
But it happened, I was very young. I was in Dominica, and I was my first year at Clifton Dupigny Community College, at the back of grammar school at the time. And luckily, you mentioned your friend who gave you the story and spoke about exams. Luckily, it was about 2 months before exams. And so we broke up. It took me by surprise. It happened in town. Girl, I walked across from the Rosa Bridge, the bus stop there. I walked from there to my bus stop to go to country, to Fort Saint Jean, across Roseau. I don't know how I got there. I don't know if I... I don't know if I crossed the road without a vehicle stopping.
You flew.
I don't know where I passed. I have no recollection of how I got across Roseau, got onto a bus, and just went home. I just walked into my house. My grandmother just watched me. She said, "You okay?" I tell her, "I go in and sleep." And I slept for like 2 days. I slept. I just, my brain just couldn't process it, and I slept. But luckily, the kind of person I am, I told myself, I still had the go up well, but I had exams coming up. And so whenever I go through anything, any kind of life crisis, I throw myself into some kind of work. And so I had exams coming up, and I started studying like crazy. I set up a schedule for myself, and I was studying at least 10 hours a day. I would wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning in the countryside, light a candle, and then sit in the living room with my little books from college and whatever, and study. So I studied. I just threw myself into that because I was young. What else? I mean, I don't take drugs. I'm not doing alcohol. I'm not, you know. So for me, my life was about school.
Couldn't even bonus.
Exactly, Navik. So I just threw myself into studying, and that saved me. That was my outlet, you know. And then when everything was said and done, I was happy that was my outlet. That is what I did.
Whatever happened to that? No.
This is the expression I use when I vomit. I don't pass back and lick my vomit. No.
So you it was both of you deciding that, or it was just?
It was on his part first. I found out that he was cheating.
Okay.
And I was young. And it was my first puppy love. Individual was older than me, and so it happened that way. And then obviously he wanted to do something different, and now he broke up with me. After I found out that he was cheating.
So he broke up with you?
He broke up with me, yes. And I walked for Roseau like a fall. I don't know how I reached my
I'm sorry to hear that, Giselle. Yes, so. But that was years ago, right?
That was years ago.
That can happen to you again.
Got no vibe. You see, I'm not even reacting. You see me sweating? No.
Do you think you're...
I see that person
all
the time.
You think you're immune to go up well now?
No, I don't think so. I think anytime you have a heart and there are beautiful people in the world, whatever reason you're attracted to someone, whether it's because of their voice, their mannerisms, something about them, and you fall in love again, you are open to, you know, heartache and different experiences that may affect you.
So why do people fall in love? Why not walk into love so you can walk the hell out?
I know, just inch in.
So you can walk out.
Just inch in.
When you fall, when you fall, you know.
Test the waters and then run back.
But why do we do that?
Because love is a beautiful thing, Jill. You know that feeling when every time you see that person, you go, and then you just can't wait to see them again, and then you think of your life with them. It's all part of our DNA. It's part of our script as human beings. Somebody may disagree with me. I often disagree with that, what I just said.
I often disagree
with that.
You sound like you're reacting from a group. Well,
I often disagree with that. But you know, but something in nature says that we have to be attracted to the opposite sex, have emotions, have feelings,
live. Not necessarily the opposite sex. Be attracted to somebody.
Well, to someone.
To somebody.
Right. You know, so that's my little story there. So we have a caller. If you're interested in joining the conversation or, you know, just helping us out a little bit, you can do so. Good day. It's your view on Q.
You're making me want to cry.
No, no.
Yes, you guys, you're making me want to cry.
You had a go for me for Bubu?
Not really, but thought of it, thinking of it, you know.
Oh.
Getting me want to cry.
You want a tissue?
Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay,
thanks for that.
Thank you. We have someone else on. Good afternoon. It's your view.
Hey, blessings, lady.
Blessings.
Ladies.
Yes.
Anyway, I empathize with you.
I have been there and done that.
You had a good one?
It's sounding bad, not true?
On two occasions, two different
twice, meetings. Eh?
My God.
It was nice, so you did it twice.
It was nice. That one is not for nice and twice, huh? That one does. Hey, trust me. Anyway, the first lady I was in love with, and then she broke up with me. I went through hell. Literally, I'm telling you, physically, I went through hell.
What did you do? What did you do as a result of the gulp well? Did cry you go on the top of the mountain and scream?
No, I would cry a lot. Cry.
Guesses you would cry?
Hide myself to cry. To cry. I don't know. Impressive chemistry and whatever, body fluids or whatever. I don't know what was injected in me. That seal, a part of me was missing, like my heart has been ripped out of my chest. And I'm feeling I have to find that piece to complete me. And it took me years and years before I could really get myself together. And ignoring every other woman that make all the attempts. I was a hot boy just running up and down. I cut my dreadlocks like by Nike, Fila, Reebok, Adidas. See back, go on. Me, my just run a running woman. I agree. I can never fall in love again. That is a dangerous thing. They're like a poison. That boy, I suffered. And then I met with a lady who I really was, I was not interested. And then we get hooked up again for almost 5 years. And then we fall apart again. And another go well again. Okay, I'm immune to go well that time. Nothing can shake me now. I just wanted to share that experience with you all. The first one was devastating, but the second one, I cushioned it because based on the first experience. You all are there with me, ladies?
Yes, we're there.
We're listening attentively.
JL must be recording.
We're feeling the group.
Yes, you're recording you.
Are you recording you?
I'm joking with all you. But the second one, based on my mental maturity and the first experience, I really suppressed it, and I got over it very, very quick because I was anticipating it because the lady was much younger than I am, good-looking, beautiful, and everything, and I anticipated, and I used to tell her, it will not last, but she was so in love. Oh, no, I think I'll break that, not more. It was fight down from day one, but she stayed there almost 5 years, and we have a lovely son, six-year-old, looking there, Chinua. And I give thanks for the experience at the same time. Even the first one, as dreadful and hurting as it was. So life is, and people should not think, there are weak people who can maybe think of the worst of the end of a relationship. I'm saying, no, do not think of the worst of it. Why do people want to kill people? People want to drink poison. That is foolishness. These two shall come to pass. Blessings, I'm listening. Thanks.
Thank you very blessings. Much. You know, as you said, that
very,
poison thing,
yes,
that just brought back so many memories. I mean, I know persons have lost persons. I said it twice. Hashtag. They've lost people in their lives because of Gopwell, because, you know, a broken heart, you tend to want to kill yourself, you want to do all these different things. But at the end of the day, you know what? Life must go on. Life must go on, and you will lose a love, but you will find a new love.
But you know, as we say, something that's very easy to say, but boy, when it happens, it's tough.
It's rough, we?
It's rough, trust me, it really, really rough. We have a little song there? That's the one? That's the right song? We're trying to get a song to match.
Got the cure, but it go well, no.
What's the cure?
I don't know. I don't know what is the cure for a goat pill. I say move on, you know. I say try and pick up the pieces.
Well, one thing for sure, it will affect different people differently. And maybe I might be, you know, in depression for maybe a week or two. Some other people, it might be months and even years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes when we tell people, oh, come on, come on, get out of that, you know,
get over
forget
it.
That lady, forget mister, you have plenty of fish in the sea, you're going to meet a nice woman yesterday, you're going to meet, you know, a nice guy tomorrow, and they're sitting there looking at you like, you all have no idea what I'm going through. Is she alone I want? Is he alone I want? That was my boo, that I know what we went through, I know the long conversations we had, I know how we connected, and now you're telling me about find another person, is this person I
want? Is that making me want to cry?
The numbers are 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097. If you have Digi, it's 616-4257. If you're calling from outside of Dominica, it's 305-432-9624. And the topic today in local parlance is, our hot topic is Gwopwell, or in English, you know, being lovesick, breaking up with someone or having someone break up with you and then dealing with the aftermath of that. Now, okay, we have a call on the line. Let's take this one. Good afternoon. It's your view on Q.
Yeah, just one little advice quickly. You need company. You don't need anybody pressuring you into forgetting. That's the worst thing somebody can do. And the best advice, just tell them with time it is going to heal. I know you're hurting. I know it is tough. I am not going to ask you not to cry, not to hurt, but with time. But to ask somebody to forget, they don't even know what a Gopal is like. Thank you.
All right. And I was kind of getting to that as well, because I mentioned friends earlier. Your friends might be like, come, let's go. Oh, it's come. I can set you up on a blind
date.
That's company.
And mine is the blind date. That's company. Your friends want to take you out.
Come, my brother has a nice sister. My friend have, you know, a cute friend. You know,
But so long, mister, checking you out. The next partner checking you out. You didn't worry about that person. We sell you view. Yeah, go well.
Yeah, and I mean, at the end of the day, that person is not hearing any of that. Good afternoon, is your view on Q?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, we have the cure for the Gopwell. Make back.
you're talking from experience, my brother?
Hello?
He's gone. He ran. Make back is the cure. The cure for the Gopwell.
But sometimes some people don't want to make back. Like in my situation,
the guy has moved on. The person or the other person in question has moved on to a different somebody.
Mm. And sometimes it's why they break up with you. So if they break up with you because, oh, I don't think I'm totally in love with you, I'm in love with someone else. Yeah. I don't know how they make back.
So how are you going to make back?
I don't know.
How are you going to make back?
And remember, when it comes to love is...
I like what Blessing said. The company. Having company around, probably looking to do fun things to... take up your time like you did, you know, you took up your time with your studies, mm-hmm. right? Find stuff to keep you constantly going on, active, and eventually you will forget about it and you move on.
You know what I appreciate? I had a couple male friends speak to me about their situations like that, their Gopwell, or, you know, their girlfriend left them, etc., whatever. And they were very honest in laughing about it to their friends, talking about it. This one guy, he gave me the whole story why that he, you know, she was going out with someone else in secret and they would be home together and she would get a call saying, hey, come and, you know, you need to come and enter the data at work on the computer, and she would tell him, oh, something wrong with the computer at work, I have to go in at 6 or I have to go in at 8 or something. And she would leave, and then little did he know that she was going to meet that person. So, you know, and then he spoke about it after, laughing at himself, basically saying, boy, I was stupid. The girl is home. She's telling me this. She's telling me that. And I even driving her to the spot. I driving her and dropping her off. And
but you don't know. You're not psychic.
No, he's recounting it, and he realized how bad the situation was. But when he's telling it to me, he's laughing at himself. And he's telling it to you like a friend would tell him, boy, Jia, you know, that happened to JL, and oh, and he decides to drop her off. And you know the way your friends talk about it? He's talking about it that way.
In the third person. So I guess he's still in denial.
You think so?
My boy's still in denial.
It might be a way for him
to
get
over it. You might give a serious group, well, and you're still in denial.
Well, one
thing the fact that you can talk about it and put yourself in the third person and not
and laugh, about
and
it.
Laugh about it that it actually happened to you. You might be still in denial. You might still cannot accept it.
It might be a form of therapy, though, for you. If that works for you, it might not work for someone.
Laughing at yourself.
Some people will have
somebody hurt you.
Well,
laughing at your pain.
Well, that's years later. You know, you're looking back at it and you're saying, "Boy, look at that situation." Because some people react differently.
I guess.
But one thing before we end, one thing though that can also result, as you mentioned, is persons taking the love sickness or the breakup really bad to the point where they can harm themselves or harm other people.
That is when it can get very serious. So I maintain, if you can love once, you can love again. The person break your heart, it's the opposite. It didn't happen directly. You didn't cause the pain. The pain was caused to you. Try, and I like what Blessing said, you know, put yourself in the company of others. Have a lot of friends around you, you know, probably do something fun that you probably normally didn't do, because some persons, the entire world revolves around that individual that they're in a relationship with.
And just don't make that mistake from the start. If you've gone through love a first time, trust me, and put yourself in that situation again.
Get some me time.
Yeah.
Some
your
me and myself
that
and
person.
I. Yes, because eventually, if things don't work out, you see, now all the calls coming.
Exactly.
They're calling back to back.
2 minutes,
now.
1 minute before the end of the show. Let's take them quickly. Good day, it's your view on Q.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, all of my group well on me.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
What happened? Tell us.
My woman leave me.
After the festival? She meet anything, man?
No.
What happened?
Just so?
Nah, man, it can't be.
There have to be another reason.
A lady always has a reason, trust me. Find out. She probably hiding to tell
that
you.
That one just do it by bad mind.
Really? Yes. You'll get over it, man. There are many fishes in the pond.
You think so?
I think so, my brother.
Dominica has beautiful women.
And you have a nice voice, so you sound handsome.
You have a nice two voice,
yeah. Yeah, right? You see? Yeah, woman, leave you already. Try to pick up.
You understand? Anyway, thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye. We have another caller.
We have another line delight. Okay, let's... No, was it me who did that? No.
Yes.
No. There we go. Okay. So it's 1:30. We'll take the last call before Karen runs in. Good day, it's your view on Q. Hello. Good day, it's your view on Q.
Hello. The biggest woman you have is when your transport breaks down.
When your transport breaks down. That's your baby and your vehicle?
Yeah. And the biggest woman you can get is when you see carrying passengers and you don't see no passengers, you know. And your go fellow
you so.
All right, thank you. We have to run.
Somebody have a GoPro in the fridge walking. You see your fridge walking?
That happened to you, my brother. Your fridge walk on you, man.
Walk on me.
When you had it bad, like Usher said.
All right, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you very
bye-bye.
Much.
I had a friend, his girlfriend left him. When he come home, the whole, he say, he made the house like a disco. Everything empty, the whole living room empty. Like a
she took everything.
Anyway, it's time for us to wrap up. We thank those who call in to contribute. I mean, we know we have our little kicks here and there, but we recognize it's just one of those things of life where when it's happening, it's awful. And years later, sometimes you look back on it and you can either have a couple reactions. One, I still feel in for that person. Or two, I cannot believe that I got on that way and see where I am right now.
Yes. So it's how you deal with it and try to cope. That is probably the best thing. Try and cope and don't do anything that you're going to regret later. And it's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world. Well, it's the end for us here. You are listening to The Ladies View, Your View on Q95 FM. We're on every Monday to Thursday from 12:30 until 1:30. And so we know a lot of people tune in all the time. We get all the reports on Facebook and everywhere else.
Yes, yes. Thank you so very much for tuning in.
Stay tuned for the rest of Q95 programming and from Giselle and JL.
Hi, JL. Have a good day.